Hello, friends. This is another Yoga and Oils Meditation podcast, and we are going to go through a guided meditation together using essential oils just to kind of help facilitate a more energetic, emotional response. Essential oils tend to stimulate the same part of the brain that also stimulates emotion, and so they can just kind of help to deepen your experience. I use Young Living's essential oils. It's a brand that I've researched and that I trust. You can find out more information about those oils and about the Yoga and Oils community at my website, which is stephaniemoores.com, and I'll list that in the show notes so that you can just click over if you're interested. And if you're there at my website, you can subscribe to my newsletter. I send out weekly emails right now, and you'll find more information about a yoga lifestyle, about things like deconstruction, divorce, healing, things like that. And there's always a yoga deal or a promo or something involved in those emails. So you'll get exclusive access to that content if you are interested. So today we're going to move through a guided meditation using the Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo, which I use quite often just because I have read this book multiple times and I continue to read it, and it always is speaking something new to me. But the essential oil blend that I'm going to use today is called Inner Child. And Young Living actually has an entire set of oils that is meant to help facilitate an emotional response, and Inner Child is one of those. So I use this oil often when I'm working through some deep kind of old things in my life, and I'm needing to help facilitate more emotional healing for myself. So I'm going to diffuse that oil throughout this meditation, and if you have access to that oil, I would invite you to do the same. If not, you can use any essential oil that you would like to use in this meditation. So we're going to come to a simple seated position. And sometimes if that's hard to do on the floor, which often is the case, when yoga is not a regular part of your daily practice, you can have a lot of tightness in the back, in the hamstrings and the hips and the shoulders, and that can make it kind of hard to sit on the floor. So if you'd like to, what you can do is fold up a blanket or take a kind of a smaller pillow and place it directly underneath your tailbone, and then let your hips kind of fall forward, and that's just going to help lift you up, pulling the shoulder blades back and down the body and reaching up through the crown of the head, which is not the forehead, but it's kind of the back top of the head, and that's just going to lengthen the spine a little bit more. And we just want a really long spine here as we move through this meditation, just to create a really clear line of energy and to help you breathe your deepest so that you're not compressing the lungs by slouching over. So from a simple seated position, spine is long, eyes are closed. Let's begin by just placing the hands over the heart. And take a moment here in your natural breath, your natural state, to quietly just feel the heartbeat. And here in this quiet space, just connected to your own heartbeat, your own life force, take a moment to just be in gratitude for this life that you are living, no matter how hard it is, how difficult it is, regardless of what you're going through right now, or you have gone through, or what feels like is never ending. Just for a moment, see if you can tap in to a feeling of gratitude for this life, your life, this unique life that's never been done before and will never be done again. And maybe that small seed of gratitude is something that you can tap into from here on out. Just every morning, sit with it, hands over your heart, finding something to be grateful for, even if it is just the breath in your lungs, and that heartbeat in your chest. Go ahead and leave the left hand over the heart and bring the right hand to the belly. Then take a really big, long, deep breath through the nose. Get as full as you can. And then take a slight pause at the top of that breath. And then open your mouth and let the exhale fall out loud like a heavy sigh, coming all the way to the bottom of that breath, and take a slight pause there. And then again, inhale, fill your lungs, feel yourself expanding in every direction. Slight pause at the top, and then exhale through the mouth. Let it all just move through you, coming to the bottom of that breath. And again, inhale, fill your lungs. See if you can get a little more full this time. Can you push past those edges? Slight pause, exhale through the mouth. Feel everything move out, this deep, heavy sigh. And one more time, full inhale, rise all the way to the top. Exhale, let it sigh out. And you can continue in that Ujjayi breath if you'd like to, or you can come back to a natural breath. Whichever works for you in your meditation, and maybe you'll alternate, you'll go back and forth between those as we move through this. But as we move into this intention, into this meditation, I would invite you into a much more intentional breath. Sometimes what happens is that we tend to just hold our breath, and then we're kind of shutting ourselves down from what's happening energetically and emotionally and mentally. So keep that flow of oxygen moving through your body throughout this entire meditation, whatever that looks like for you. Mark Nepo writes on page 153 of the Book of Awakening, "As long as we see what has come to pass as being unfair, we will be a prisoner of what might have been." As long as we see what has come to pass as being unfair, we'll be a prisoner of what might have been. And I remember reading a quote a long time ago. I don't remember who wrote it, but it basically said that forgiveness is giving up all hope of having had a better past. And there's this thing that we do when we anchor ourselves to the past. We're clinging to what we know, to what we've already done and experienced. And we're trying to use that past experience to insulate us, to make us feel safe, when really that past experience is keeping us from moving forward. Like he says, as long as we're clinging to this sense of something that we've experienced as being unfair, then we're going to stay stuck in what might have been instead of moving forward into what is, into what's becoming, into what's creating and reshaping around us. Maybe here for a moment, with your hands still on your heart and on your belly, being anchored here to your body and your breath, and also giving space for your subtle body, your energy body. Maybe here we consider this idea of the divine flow moving us forward. Detaching ourselves from what has been, from the hope of having had a better past, of things having gone differently, and allowing ourselves maybe even just a little bit to move in the flow in a new direction. This untethered space where it's the unknown. We're detaching from what we know, from the past, from what we've already done and experienced, and we're allowing ourselves to move forward into this kind of wild land, this space of nothing that we've ever known before. The other day I was sitting in meditation, and I had this thought about my divorce and the pain of my marriage, this long-running experience of being married for 14 years. And I just, this thought came to me of how hard it was to always be trying to convince him to be in this marriage. And immediately I knew that that act of trying to convince someone else to be here, to be present here, was an act of control that I was trying to use to insulate myself. And all those years in my marriage, I had been doing exactly what we're talking about. I had been trying to cling to this idea of what might have been. I was holding on to a hope of having had a better past and a better marriage, but all of that lies behind me, not before me. And so this simple act of quietly sitting and releasing what might have been so that I can experience what is and what is becoming, that frees me. That cuts me off from this anchor that has kept me stuck in stagnant water for a long time. And what is it that is surfacing for you right now in your breath, in this experience? What is it that keeps you attached to what might have been? What is in the way of you moving forward into what is becoming? And what can you do right now to open your hands and let it go? Maybe even symbolically, here you open your hands on your knees. Fingers wide, palms stretched open, and maybe your breath deepens as you do the work of setting yourself free from what might have been. And Mark Nepo says at another point in this book, as you breathe, do not disappear. Often when we do the work of setting ourselves free from something, there's kind of a panic moment that comes almost instinctively, immediately. It's something that feels afraid of the emptiness. When we detach something from us, from our being, from our experience, from how we operate, we're kind of left with this emptiness for a moment. And that emptiness can feel both like a relief and like a terrifying experience. Because what do we do now with that empty space? What do we do now that we've allowed ourselves to release what might have been? And we know that the only way through is forward. So breathe into that emptiness. Fill it with your breath, with the warmth of your own existence. Remember the feeling of your heartbeat in your chest pressing against your hand. The rhythm of your own life force, the divine breath that is in your lungs, the spirit that is infused in your entire being. You are not alone here, and you are not empty. Whatever that was that you were anchored to, it has been weighing you down all this time. And there is this painful surgical work of extracting it, of cutting it off, of peeling it away, of shedding it, of choosing something else, a different way, a different path, a different perspective. But this is the work of setting yourself free, inch by inch, breath by breath, little death by little death. And there is always a resurrection. Nothing in nature completely disappears. New life is always pushing up from the ground. It is always spreading. As long as we see what has come to pass as being unfair, we'll be a prisoner of what might have been. And you, friend, were not meant to be a prisoner. You were not meant to be stuck, to be stagnant, to be lost. You were not meant to be small. Feel your breath deepen. Maybe envision your breath spreading out through your body, pressing out through your skin. Give room maybe for the color of your breath, of your presence, your spirit. And when you're ready, feel that healing warmth move into your toes and your feet as you release everything that you have walked through. Feel that warmth, that cleansing, healing warmth move up your legs into your knees. As you release everything that you have bowed to. And then feel it move up your thighs and into your hips as you release all of the negative energy that has gotten stuck. And then feel it move into your belly, into your back. As you release the things that have kind of anchored into your core, that have stifled your creativity, your sense of self, that feeling of being anchored into something good, into something negative, whatever it is, whatever has kept you stuck here. Feel it lift. And then feel that warmth move up your torso into your chest, permeating your heart. And release the things that ache, that burn, that hurt, that have been hidden away there, buried and insulated. Feel the weight of that lifting out of your chest. And maybe you feel the pain of those strings pulling out of you. It's okay to feel even the pain here. Feel the warmth move through your shoulders and your arms and into your fingertips. As you let go of everything that you have gripped, everything that is not yours to cling to, but you have clung to it anyway, let it go. And feel the warmth move up your neck, into your throat and your jaw. And release anything that has stifled your voice, that has kept you quiet. Maybe here you release things that you have spoken that you regret, that you wish you could take back, that you carry shame over. Let them go. There's no shame here. And then feel the warmth move up into your third eye, that space between your eyebrows. And here, release anything that has blocked your ability to see clearly, to listen to your gut, to your intuition. Anytime that you have sensed something and ignored it, and maybe you have carried around this lack of forgiveness for yourself, let that go. And feel that vision clearing, that film washing away. And then the warmth moves all the way up into the crown of the head, kind of washing away thoughts, judgments, fears, things that have kept you from aligning yourself with the divine flow. And here, your entire body, both physically and energetically, is washed in the warmth of that light, in the healing that you have invited in. And who you have been in the past, even today, yesterday, is not a slave to who you are becoming. You do not owe that old self anything. Only kindness, only forgiveness, only compassion. And whatever might have been, whatever you carry around with you, the thing that you feel like you missed the mark on, it's okay to forgive yourself for that and to forgive others for that so that you can move forward. And with that sense of having washed yourself clean, having maybe cut a rope between what could have been and what is, bring your hands together in front of your heart, palms pressing in towards one another, the thumbs pressing into the chest. This mudra is called Anjali Mudra, which means an offering to God. So here in your hands, you're holding that thing, that what might have been, the hope of having had a better past. This relinquishment is an offering to the divine, a reconciliation, a willingness to let it fall, let it go, so that you can move forward. And when you're ready, bring the thumbs to the forehead, to the third eye. And there, give that offering to the God who sees. And then bring the thumbs to your lips. And there, give the offering to the God who speaks. And then bring your thumbs back to the heart space. And there, give your offering to the God who loves. Namaste.